Tonight in Houston, the Rockets are going to see if they can make it 23 in a row. The team is on a tear, racking up the second longest winning streak in NBA history. And a real test comes tonight when the Rockets take on the team with the best record in the NBA, the Boston Celtics. Houston Chronicle sports columnist Jerome Solomon will be courtside at the Rockets Toyota Center tonight. And Jerome, no matter what, it sounds like this is going to be a great game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the best team in the Western Conference, the Rockets, the best team in the East, and the Celtics, and it should be a lot of fun. There are fans who think that it's a preview of the NBA Finals. I don't think that's the case, but at this point, that's what you're supposed to argue over.
Well, let's talk about this streak. The Rockets had what sounds like a pretty mediocre first half of the season, and then things turned around. What made it turn?
Well, I mean, Dan, a lot of new players on the team, a brand new coaching staff, so it took a while for them to get a good feel for what Rick Adelman wanted to do and the style of play that he wanted. And all of a sudden, the light came on. It's a completely different style than what they played under Jeff Van Gundy the previous 4 or 5 years. So it was understandable they would be off to a slow start. Nobody thought they would be off to as slow a start as they were. But all of a sudden, everything fell into place. The offense just picked up. Guys were able to score at will. The schedule got a little easier. That helped out a little bit, but it was just a combination of things that happened at the same time, and the next thing you know, you have history.
You said a different style kicked in. What's different?
Well, Jeff Van Gundy, his offense was really slow and plodding, and it was all about defense, so it was a very low-scoring team. Rick Adelman has been in the NBA for many, many years, and his style of basketball is a much faster-paced, high-scoring offense that he runs, so completely different than what the Rockets were accustomed to. A lot of movement as opposed to having Yao Ming stand in the post and they throw it in and everybody else stand outside and try to wait to hit jump shots. So guys had to get used to moving on the court and passing the ball and not depending on one or two players to do all the scoring. Everyone contributes in a Rick Adelman offense.
And they better not have been counting on one player because the center, Yao Ming, is out for the season with a stress fracture in his foot.
That's probably the most amazing thing about the streak. I mean, they got hot before he was injured, and they won 12 games in a row. And then he was out, and it was all doom and gloom, most people thought. But here we are 10 games later, and they still haven't lost. And they've actually played better after his injury than they were prior to it, which is even more amazing because he's the best center in the NBA. And at 7'6", you would think that his absence would be quite noticeable. And it is, but it hasn't shown up on the scoreboard as yet.
They're going for 23 tonight. The longest NBA streak was 33 games set by the LA Lakers in the 71-72 season. Do you think there's any way that this team could go another 10 games? I guess they could tie the record on April 6th if they win every game.
I can't even imagine it. Of course, if you'd asked me a few weeks ago if they could win 2-2 in a row, I would have said you were nuts then too. But that Laker team is one of the best of all times. It had several players who are among the greatest players ever. Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, you know. That team is beyond special. The Rockets team is on a special run. What they've done of late is historic. This is not a historic team. It doesn't have guys who will be listed among NBA greats 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. Obviously, only one other team has ever done it. I can't see the Rockets getting anywhere near 33, but I wouldn't put it past them. I would be shocked, though.
They've got something going on.
Oh, definitely. I mean, NPR is interested. That's how unusual it is, and the Rockets fans are just losing their minds. Sunday's game against Los Angeles, the place was packed. Everyone was in their seats 30 minutes before tip-off, so that's the type of atmosphere the Rockets have kind of spawned here in the city of Houston.
Well, enjoy the game tonight.
Why, thank you. I will.
That's Houston Chronicle sports columnist Jerome Solomon talking about the Houston Rockets, who are trying to extend their winning streak to 23 games tonight. We'll be right back.